Good morning. And how are you? Blessed. I wish we could have these readings every week. Wouldn't it be nice, you know, good readings, nothing to go crazy over much. And I love to put in the one that explains them again, both, is the second reading from Ephesians. And again, just to read part of this to you again. God, who is rich in mercy, whoa, because of his great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And then he goes on by, it's not your doing, so we can't boast in it. Anyone that's going to boast, it's what God did for us, not what we do for him. And the first thing we boast about is God loves us, right? And again, the most famous reading in all the Gospels is the reading today, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Anyone who believes in him may not die but have everlasting life. And as I love to say it, you have to keep it with verse 17. It says, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. And all of us would agree that God so loves the world. Is that correct? But where the struggle, I believe, is yes, God so loves the world, but I'm not sure God so loves me, right? Because of my sinfulness, because of my whatever it happens to be, any of us can fill in the blanks there. And often we're only looking at how God can't love me. So the first thing I want you to do for this week is to make this reading personal. So the way I want you to do that is to really meditate every day this week on this gospel of John 3:16. But I want you to make it personal. What I mean by that is I want you to, when you read it, say to yourself and meditate on, for God so loved me that he gave his only Son, that if I but believe in him, I will not be condemned but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn me, but to save me. Huh? And I want you to really meditate on that and to focus on that. Because again, what happens is this becomes a theological belief that we all believe God so loved the world, but we don't let it enter into our hearts the way it needs to enter into our hearts. That God so loved me that he gave his only Son. You know, last night I had the 4:15 Mass, and again, at the beginning of the Mass, I always sit there and say, as I do with you, how are you? And you guys go, blessed! The 4:15 always goes, blessed. And I says, you know, if you were to meditate on God so loved me that he gave his only Son, that if I just believe in him, I would have eternal life, when I'd ask you how you were, you wouldn't go, blessed. You'd say, I'm blessed! That's what you'd say, because you'd be focused on the reality that the God of the universe gave up Jesus to save you. The God of the universe sent Jesus not to condemn you, but to set you free. That we are saved by grace. And we would start focusing on that and would tell our faces and would start expounding that when people ask us how we are. But if we're still on that, blessed. I don't know if I believe this stuff. I don't know if I buy all this blessed stuff. It sounds like Protestant to me. That's because you haven't let the God of the universe love you the way you need to. The way you need to. Because what happens here? Jesus tells us the problem. He says, this is the verdict. The verdict after he talked about God so loved the world. The people love the what more? The darkness. And because their deeds were evil. But I want to focus even more on that, because I believe that we focus on the darkness instead of the light, and we don't accept the light. The light is God so loved the world. But often we focus on the darkness of the world. We focus on the darkness of our sin. We focus on the darkness of other people's sins. And we go and we condemn them. When Jesus came to save us, we go and we constantly focus on the darkness. And when we focus on darkness only, we become people who love the darkness, because it preoccupies our time. We go onto our Facebook and our Twitter accounts and we focus on the darkness. We're constantly preaching all these things about the darkness. We add to the darkness. And what that means, people, is we love the darkness because we focus on that more than anything else. We need to stop focusing on the darkness and love the light. For God so loved us that he gave his only son. And what that would mean is then we become like God, because after we sit there and we say, okay, God so loved me, gave his only son, I focus on the light, which means God is love and not in the darkness, then what does that mean? Then I start treating others the way God treats us. For God so loved you that he gave you his only son, that if you would just believe in him, you would have eternal life. Personal. Make them people, not instruments of their, you know, not just, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't like to be reduced to my sin, right? Do you like to be reduced to your sin? You know, Father Larry's just an arrogant, miserable, mean human being sometimes. Is that true? Yes, it is. But that's not who I am only. And I hate if someone just says, that's who you are. Really? That's all I've ever done in my whole life? That's it? I can be reduced to one word or two by my sinfulness. My sinfulness defines me only if you look at the darkness and if I look at the darkness. God doesn't define me or you by our sinfulness, right? Does God see us in our sinfulness? He sees us in the light of Christ. And so that when we acknowledge that we don't like to be reduced to our sinfulness, then we don't reduce others to their sinfulness. And so then we look at them and think, God gave his son to save you. That means I'm going to do everything to save you too. God did send his son not to condemn you, so I'm not going to condemn you either, right? And so this gospel, the whole gospel today, is really to teach us how to be Christians, how to be followers of Jesus. That we have this encounter with the light when God looks at you and me and says, I love you and I gave Jesus for you. Whoa, that'll change my life once I finally get it. And then I sit there and I start focusing on light instead of the darkness. And then I start focusing on the light in others and not just in their darkness. Now I bring this gospel to life in my life and in my world. So today I just want to encourage you to let this gospel be real in your life. Really enter into this today, tomorrow, at least the next week, and let God speak to your heart. He so loved you that he gave you Jesus to save you. And let that transform you. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May it sure know his love today and forever. Amen.